with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back, y'all. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Let's finish this recipe with Greg Guidry. Greg, you still out there, brother?
Yeah.
All right, let's start over on this shrimp and brochet, if you would, please.
If you're gonna say it, you need to say it right.
Yeah, I know. I'm from the north. I murdered it. What is it?
En brochette.
Thank you.
En brochette.
En brochette. Yeah, and basically you just, like I said, you can either take the heads off and the tails off or do a good presentation with some nice size shrimp, large, extra, either the large or extra large.
So you want some fresh shrimp, preferably.
Absolutely. And okay. Want fresh, not frozen. If you get them right out of the supermarket and immediately bring it home and season it up, peel it, season it, and...
So you want to devein it as well?
Well, I mean, Cajuns, we eat anything, so...
that's they're my boy.
Optional down here, yeah.
So you don't devein your shrimp?
My wife had a hard time accepting that in the past, because we eat a lot of ball shrimp, and when you eat ball shrimp, you eat so dang fast, it's like eating crawfish.
It's like smelt, up here, yeah.
I mean, it's you're getting your minerals and your all your minerals from the crawfish. You know, you're not going to even taste it. But,
so you're saying bother to devein for the most part.
I mean, I don't. But
okay.
Some people may want to.
I have not deveined plenty of shrimp and never really noticed anything because you're cooking them.
But yeah, you could do that. But then the main thing about en brochette is basically wrapping it with bacon. You know, get some thin cut. Mm-hmm. Smoked bacon, apple bacon, whatever you prefer, wrap it in bacon and put on a skewer or just put a couple of toothpicks, in it. And when you are grilling it, it's ready to go as soon as the bacon is nice and, crunchy on the outside.
So are you going to marinate the shrimp before you do that?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to season it up and marinate it, and you really don't want to there's no need to marinate it for a long period of time, like the pork that we talked
right.
about earlier.
Right.
You can season it up and put whatever spices you want on it, and immediately wrap it in bacon. It's a quick dish that you can use as an appetizer.
So, if you were doing the shrimp, what would you spice them up with? Would you use a dry seasoning before you put the bacon on?
I'd use a dry seasoning.
Tony Chetri, is that okay?
What is it?
Tony Chetri.
Oh, Tony Chacheries. Yeah, Tony. Yeah, that's a good one.
Say it right, Bob.
That's not bad. But there's some other seasoning for seafood, like Obey. People may like the Obey or any other kind of Cajun seasoning with a little bit of lemon in it. I mean, if you do that, it's going to almost emulate like a crawfish ball or a shrimp ball, and that's what I like. It's not really to put a seasoning that has a little bit of lemon on it, and you could actually squeeze some fresh lemon on it as you're seasoning it.
So since we can't get crawfish too easily up here, but we can get shrimp, is it an okay substitute?
Well, I mean, shrimp, we cook. I mean, crawfish etouffee is basically a very popular dish down here in Louisiana. And there's nothing that a shrimp can do to make it taste like crawfish.
Okay.
So, but shrimp as a seafood in general, I mean, en brochette is a great way to cook it. You're not going to do that with crawfish, but
okay.
I'd maybe start putting some crawfish traps out there. I know they got crawfish.
Actually, we do. We call them crayfish. I'm pretty sure they would eat just like your crawfish. I'm pretty sure it's the cousin. And a lot of people snub their nose to them. I bet you a lot of people down there even don't like crawfish, just simply because it's a little stronger flavor.
It's like eating a tender, extremely tender and more tasty lobster.
Right.
So if you like lobster, you're gonna love crawfish. So
but some people hold their nose to it, don't they?
They look down on it, but I mean, we're Cajuns. We eat anything.
Right.
We eat anything and we make it taste damn good.
Right.
All right, Greg.
When I was a young kid, people looked down on the Cajun people. And now we're I mean, the way that we cook, we're winning gold awards in New York City, you know, in these chef competitions. So, and we've been doing it for decades.
So Jop is
a great cook.
So Jop just made us a bayou. You ever make a bayou?
A bayou? What do you mean?
That's
a drink.
Cognac and peach and a little bit of lime.
I never heard of that. Now you want to talk about a hurricane. I drink plenty of hurricane.
Yeah, well, we just had a hurricane. Now he made us a bayou. Tell us what's in the bayou, Jop.
Well, it's just it's a couple ounces of cognac, a couple ounces of peach juice, and a little dash of lime. And I shook it up in a shaker and then strained it into a glass. So, but you know what? This is all about a northern kid looking up on the internet, give me the best Mardi Gras drinks, and that one was on the list. So we knocked it out. But coming from a true Cajun, you're like, what the heck is that, right?
I mean, when you just said all that, I was like, what the heck is, what are they throwing in his drink? I mean,
here's
not a Cajun. Cajun don't even know what cognac is, you know?
So okay. Here's how we reciprocate. This coming summer, when your Cajun butt can handle the weather up here, you and your brother T-Gid need to come up here so we can take you out on Lake Michigan and we'll pull in some salmon and then we'll do some grilling on some Great Lakes seafood and show you how we do it.
Well, that's fine. I'll bring a whole suitcase load of seasoning and spices, and we'll let you do your way, and then we'll come back and we'll do our way.
There
we'll,
you go.
That sounds like a great way to have a showdown.
Who has the best way?
Yeah. You'd probably want to bring one of those Cajun pros with you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, put it like a. Yeah,
in Bob's backyard. Yeah, okay, I'll say it. He won't. I'll say it. Yeah, a little too heavy to take home, but boy, it came up easy.
Yeah. All right, Greg. Listen, buddy. Thanks for taking time with us. I think you just broke the record because, other than Ted Nugent, you're like the second guy to ever grab two segments. So that's pretty good.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm in good company with Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He's a Michigan boy, and you're an honorary one. So thanks for your time, Greg. I know you're busy.
No problem. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, have good luck at the Hearth Products show in Dallas. And I hope all these people listening, if anybody's going out to that show, you check out the Cajun.
Yeah, if you have a retail store and you sell barbecues, you need to come check us out because we got a brand-new item that we're going to be introducing.
Yeah.
A pretty nice booth display out there.
And it's badass. I've already seen pictures. I wish I could say what it is.
So, Greg, if somebody wanted to find you on the web, how do they do that? What's the website?
CajunGrill.com.
Easy.
It's CajunGrill.com, and there's another website that we sell to an internet retailer called TheBarbecueGuys.com, the biggest internet retailer in the whole country. So we have good distribution both ways, and we're setting up distributors. So hopefully in the next couple of years we'll be having distributors up in the northern areas selling to retail stores, and everybody better get a chance to get one up.
Well, you've got a couple guys that are going to look you up in Dallas from here, so I'm sure it'll be faster than that.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Greg Guidry, the Percy Guidry Company, maker of Cajun grills, and just fun guys. You know, him and his T-Gid, of course, has been on the show a million times. Greg was only on one other time.
Right.
Greg runs the factory, and T-Gid runs the retail operations and also has a show called Grillin' with the Guru.
Yeah.
And his show is fantastic. It's a local TV show.
Right.
And him and his buddy, they are hysterical.
Right.
Because he's so animated. You know, Greg's a little drier. Greg's the manufacturer, the engineer.
Right.
T-Gid's the chef, the crazy boy.
Right.
But they're both
kind of like me and you.
Both,
right?
Both yeah. A lot of
which
fun.
Which one
yeah,
are you,
I don't
though.
Know which one it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm T-Gid. That's okay.
Right, yeah. You know what? I could not be insulted by being either
no,
one of those guys.
No, you
it
couldn't.
It'd be absolutely very cool if I could stay in that company. These guys know what they're doing. You can tell they're authentic. They've been born and raised, and this
they were
is
born
they
and raised.
Down
how about
there.
That?
That's what I'm saying. They're born and raised in Louisiana, and that's why we can connect with them on a show like this. But Barbecue Bob, we did talk a little bit about this bayou, which is just 2 ounces of cognac, 2 ounces of peach juice, and a little dash of lime.
I'm liking it.
Them, according to them, this is not Cajun, but
I'm liking it.
According to us, it is. Coming up next, it's the other half of the Gidries. It's T-Gid. Stick with us. We'll be back.